We're in Lower Skunk Canyon at the base of the Flatirons, and we're here looking for neotropical migrant birds. The dense shrub growth here in Skunk Canyon supports a very high density of nesting songbirds. And we're looking particularly for three very colorful species that just arrived here a couple of weeks ago. Yellow-breasted chat, black-headed grosbeak, and lazuli bunting. Here's a chat going through its entire repertoire right in front of us. You can hear a whistle, and then you'll hear grunts and chatter. You come up here at 2 in the morning and you'll hear the chat singing away. That trill we're hearing is a spotted towhee. And the books describe the song as drink your tea, but I never really went for that. I think more of an inverted Beethoven's fifth. Dot, 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 trill. And right now we're hearing about 15 species of birds all singing at once. We have a chat, catbird, towhees, hummingbird, yellow warbler, Virginia's warbler up here. And they're all singing, they're all in full voice trying to establish and defend their nesting territories.
The creamy white, almost luminous flowers of Yucca glauca are one of the showiest June flowers. Here in Skunk Canyon, we're sitting next to a beautiful tall stalk that rises above bayonet-shaped leaves. American Indians wove cloth, baskets, and sandals from its fibers, and a tea made from the roots was used to treat headaches, arthritis, and gonorrhea. But the most interesting thing about yucca is its method of pollination. The plant can only be pollinated by one species of moth, the yucca moth or pernuba moth, and the caterpillars of that moth can only feed on yucca seeds. The small white moths hide inside the closed flowers during the day, and we've found several just since we've been sitting here.
You just open up. There are two in this flower. See them? They're just sort of an ivory color, aren't they?
Yeah, they're the same color as the blossoms, I would say.
To get to Skunk Canyon, take Dartmouth west from Broadway and then turn left after 3 blocks onto Kohler Drive and follow Kohler Drive all the way to its terminus with Deer Valley Road, and you can park there right by the wooden fence. Thank you.